Turn to the fifth chapter of Ephesians. We're going to talk about divine order a little bit. I think it would probably take at least a half a dozen messages to make a good explanation of what divine order is. And there's no way we can cover all of that. So we're going to take a swipe at it and cover some portions of divine order. Also, it must be understood that divine order is God's order that works in the kingdom of God, works within the kingdom, or you could say works under the lordship of Jesus Christ. That which is not under the lordship of Jesus Christ cannot possibly be in divine order, because that's where the divine order is. He is the Lord. And everything under his lordship falls into an order called divine order. Now, it's also necessary to understand what we mean by his lordship. His lordship in the realm of his kingdom. Every Christian calls Jesus Lord. In fact, a lot of non-Christians refer to him as Lord, which doesn't mean a whole lot. If you recognize Jesus Christ as Lord, but yet you see him separately from you in the heavens somewhere, then that is not under the lordship of Jesus Christ in the sense that we're speaking about here. To be under his lordship means to be in complete submission to him as Lord, so that he has the right of way to function in your life and through your life. And that's a whole different thing. As I said, all Christians call him Lord, but he is not functioning as Lord in and through all Christians. That is necessary. So what we're talking about here in divine order is an order of God that works among those who are in subjection to the lordship of Jesus Christ. We're going to begin reading with verse 18. In fact, let's begin with 17. Be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Boy, that'll take up another half a dozen messages right there. Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then in verse 18 he says, be not drunk with wine. Now, too many people will look at that as the wine of the grape. But that's not the wine that Paul is speaking about here. The wine that causes a drunkenness. The wine that causes a numbness. In other words, the things of the world that would cause you to be numb and drunken to the things of God, so that you would not understand them. So we're not to be drunk on the things of the world, so that we cannot be in this divine order, but to be filled with the Spirit. And so right here we have several requisites to understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be overcome by the things of this world, so that the things of God are numb to you. But be filled with the Spirit. And that, of course, is the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Not a little dab, a little dunking, but to be filled with the Spirit. We hear the terminology of receiving the fullness of the Spirit. I would question that any of us have ever received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I would not question the fact that we have received the Spirit, and different ones have received different amounts of the Spirit, but to say the fullness of the Spirit, as speaking of something that's incomprehensible to the mind, to start with. But be filled with the Spirit. Whatever capacity you have, let that capacity be filled with the Spirit. and then allow the Spirit to work so that the capacity enlarges and you can receive more of the Spirit. Then in verse 19 speaks of worship, speaking to yourselves. In psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speak to yourselves in psalms. Speak to yourselves in hymns. Speak to yourselves in spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now that's at least another six messages right there. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all the things that are enjoyable to you. Oh, hold it. Verse 20, give thanks always for all things. But you don't know what I've been going through. Give thanks for all things. If you are under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, then everything that happens in your life happens for a purpose and is of Him. And whether it feels good, doesn't feel good, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, it is for your own good. And its purpose is to establish you in God and to bring forth His life in you. This is what divine order is all about. Without divine order, you'd be like a little ant running around not knowing where he's going. Total confusion in your life. Now, a lot of Christians today are in total confusion, not knowing what their life is to be all about. And the reason is that they haven't come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you will understand what the will of the Lord is. That will be one of the things you learn. And you will learn to not be drunk with wine, the wine of the world. You will learn to be filled with the Spirit, and you'll learn how to worship. Like it says in verse 19 in Psalms, hymns, spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart. In your heart. That means in your spirit. And next you'll find yourself giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're under His Lordship, then the Lord Himself is like a wall of fire about you that nothing can get to you except what involves His will. So it's necessary that we understand that sometimes we need a little fire to burn up some of the self in us. That's according to His will. But I don't like the fire. You don't have to like it. You have to submit to it and give thanks for it. All right. So giving thanks for all things, and then in verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wow, that's going to take another six messages there too. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Because you fear God, you bring yourselves in submission one to another. Now wait a minute, we were talking about being in submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now you're talking about being submitting ourselves one to another. Same difference. Because we're talking about the realm of the kingdom. And in the realm of the kingdom, Christ is coming forth in all of His members. The Lordship of Jesus Christ is over the entire body of Christ, which means that if there's a submission unto His Lordship, there's also a submission to one another, because His Lordship is coming forth in every member. That's understandable, isn't it? So, submit yourself in the fear of God. Oh, gosh, Lord, help us. We might need a little tribulation to understand that one. Most people don't realize it, but tribulation is one of the most important gifts that God gives us in the kingdom. It's the tribulation that eliminates self-centeredness and selfishness and the things of self and the ego, so that we can learn to know Him as Lord. Because we come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and it just isn't something that happens in a skinny minute. It's something that you learn as the Lord progressively takes dominion over everything that is in us. Now, beginning with verse 22, he begins to talk about the Lordship of Jesus Christ in the family. You'd be surprised how much God does involves the family. This evening, we'll begin with the divine order in the family. Probably beginning with about verse 21 to verse 22 and work down to verse 33. Amen.